with Councilman Bowman.
Good morning, good afternoon. Aaron Bowman, District 3 and redistricting chair, and I got to leave at about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Reggie Gaffney, District 7.
Randy White, District 12.
Jacoby Pittman, District 8.
Randy DeFore, District 14.
Well, first of all, I don't think, looking at this, we don't have any information.
No, this is all new stuff here that Mr. DeFore would probably explain.
Okay.
And are we not, is Bill Killingworth going to be here or no? Well, I don't talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
You didn't invite him?
You didn't invite him? Oh.
Well, let's see if we can grab him real quick.
See if we can, but I'm curious to know what you have.
Well, okay.
Carol,
if
Carol's going to check.
Yeah, you go, Councilwoman, go ahead.
All right.
Has nothing ready.
So this is a suggestion that we should consider because I think it creates a win-win. It actually reinforces everyone's district.
Okay.
So I was, when I look at Riverside and mainly Precinct 415 and 1407 with a little slice of 1413, which is basically going down King Street, and if we were to go down King Street and give that to Gaffney, Riverside is more in line with Brooklyn and Springfield than it really is with the rest of my district.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, and so it's in line with those, so that the voting is very similar in all those areas.
Okay.
Very strongly so.
And how many people?
So
that
the total
include, do you know?
Is, yeah, 50, I have it right, 5,644. And so to replace that, I would go to Mr. White's district and grab Precinct 1210 and a slice going down Old Middleborough Road, Precinct 1211, and that would get me a 6,200. So then I think I would be set. I think Mr. White then could go up and grab that section that y'all had discussed a while back that's very where his family lived.
Okay, where the teeth is. Let me look at you.
Yeah.
There was draft one that we didn't want to do. That got up Baldwin, so we're not going to talk about that. And this was draft three that actually it come over here. It come over here and give you
that. Okay.
And that was 2,800 people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was 2,800 people. I got it right on.
Is this, well, you gave me that piece, that little piece. I think this was like 810 or something like that. And I think what you were.
Yeah, it was 810 and 1,800 or yeah. About 2,000. It was 2,800 total, but you had the 8 in there before. So there it is. It was 1824 and 876.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we come over here, it'd give you too much, so I couldn't give you no more of that, and that's when we was talking about going up here.
Okay.
And with giving you that and that, I think makes your numbers work. Then Randy.
So you're going to be able to give Randy.
Well, this is the first time I've seen.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I thought it was a little. That's what I thought it was, and that little area there. And Randy can look at that. Mm-hmm. This actually goes a little deeper than I thought. Let's see. That's 6,200 people?
No, that is 4,688.
Okay, I see.
So I have to grab a little tiny on going down old to make up the difference.
Because that's going to put my numbers way over, just like if they come here and give you something else is why they was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make my numbers way off, and then I don't be on the low end.
Yeah.
So that's why you would grab the other section of her.
Well, that's 18. That's 2,700.
Yeah. So I need, but then I won't have enough.
And then you go to Gaffney's.
But he's not willing to give that.
Well,
so
I just don't say that yet because of what she got.
See,
what I think I'm gonna have to do, Jacoby, is give up all of what I'm trying to hold on to right there at.
Here.
Yeah. That and plus down right by on Dunn's
Is that a 12, 12, 15?
Make everything
well, if you could, if you want to get something somewhere else, then we would all be whole at that point. know, which we hadn't been, you know, in a long time. So, I really, it's on you. Yeah.
I know. So my question becomes, and that was one of my main, districts, communities that I really want to keep. But at the same time, it's about trying to get this done now. So I'm listening to what Councilman DeFlore said. So mm-hmm. I'm at this point willing to give it up if it makes sense to go more this way mm-hmm. or take a look at what Councilman Ferrara has. It's just either that or this. I'm mm-hmm. not sure yet. Mm-hmm. Look like District 7 gonna be transformed more than all of them look mm-hmm. at this point. And that's mm-hmm. I just want to make sure the numbers work at the end mm-hmm. of the day. That's what I'm about.
When do you and Councilman Ferrara meet? Are y'all meeting?
Well, we hadn't met yet. Okay. Mr. Killeworth met with both of us, mm-hmm. and we got a somewhat agreement, but okay. still was the question of Rolling Rivers.
It
works if I'm giving up Rolling Rivers. It don't if I'm not.
Right.
And so I was willing to at least listen about this, mm-hmm. and I'm still not sure how it's going to work is what he has with the addition of two. And then what you talking about? So I'm trying to understand. My preference is this than that.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to take any from him if we did it this way. Is my assumption, but we'd have to look at the numbers and.
Yeah, I like this.
It should reinforce your numbers.
Yeah, and that's what my preference is. I grew up in Mixon Town, so I'm familiar mm-hmm. with this community.
Okay, yeah, then you know.
Say this: if I get mine back,
right.
What she's got here in 1210, I have no problem with. That gives her 4688 or reduces me by 4688, which is actually more because I needed a little bit more from this 2700.
Right.
So that probably sounds like that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with that. So I don't back out the way, but I would get that back. What I had originally. I'll get that, which I didn't have that 800 originally, but it'll make a clean line on Old Plank Road.
Right. And then, Reggie, if that...
If
what she's proposing, I give up Rolling Rivers.
Okay.
So it's not for Mr. Killeworth to hear what we all agree on?
Right.
Now, I think the elephant in the room hadn't spoken yet, because if I'm... What I was proposed to take for District 2, what it's going to do to him is his... What he was giving me, what I was supposed to get. I'm okay with what we're talking about, but I don't know if that's going to tilt me having less than 701 or more than 701 until this is where Bill come in at. And then District 2 may have 73. I don't know. I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with what
I seen him on the steps. I don't know if he's lost or...
That's okay.
Yeah. So
I think that... Chairperson, you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all in agreement. If I can add this on to District 7, give up Rolling Rivers, and retract what post me from 2, I'm okay.
But is this Rolling Rivers?
It's part.
How many people is that?
That's one subdivision within all
but,
that.
But I'm saying, does that give you enough? Because I got to get all this back for her to get this, and Reggie get something.
Yeah, so that's what
so
I
he's
need
got,
to find
he's
out.
He's got to give you something else, I would think. But maybe Randy's looked at that.
Now, I think that, for my understanding, would give it to her.
Well, the piece that we were looking at was the 876 to keep and your piece.
And you've got that now, so that if that's not really a problem.
Okay.
But I think going to this 4600 number down here,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be given
you might
for the numbers to work.
And the line on the Old Millville Road. I need that 1500 too. Which
so are
you,
you
should be happy
right
to
now?
Give that away,
but
Randy,
not,
looking at the numbers.
Yeah. But you're not short right now, right? You just wanted to add something.
No, this is the only thing I can think that can happen where we don't bother Brenda and Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to where you're reinforced. Like, otherwise, you're going to be taking a lot of people that may, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Randy's given up people that he doesn't want to give up. And
mm-hmm.
I just think this is a win-win. but
if I may,
yep.
I don't think it works because I think we had to give up two seats. So if I think if you do what you're talking about, it throws everything south of the river out of kilter, because we've got such a high population down there, because our averages down there are 73,590, averages above the river 67,797. Think. Unfortunately, Carol just told me Mr. Killingworth's actually out of the office today. So,
well, let's let him take a look at it if you don't mind, because it's not supposed to do that. It shouldn't do that.
Why do you say that?
If you look at the numbers, because of the way I've given him, he can give up that amount to. And
we needed a shed from District 2. That was a problem. He needed to absorb.
How much?
I think it was about 4,000, but so I think by rearranging just north of the river, it throws 4,000 back in south of the river that we don't have the ability to distribute. So.
Okay, well, that was my offer to help out. Otherwise, I'll just stay where I am.
So I appreciate that. And I think the key
could be wrong.
Sounds
familiar now.
What y'all shared with me the last time, mm-hmm. It looks as though I'm the one that had to make this work, and if it was any other council person, I'd fight for Rolling Rivers because I love it so much. I spent a lot of time knocking on doors down there, mm-hmm. but to make you whole, it makes sense, and if somehow Mr. Killingworth said don't, based on what the chairperson just said, and we'll see what I got to pick up the next time we meet. I was thinking he was going to be here so we can talk about what him and I talked about last Tuesday in the green room.
Well, at least we have two options.
Yeah, well, what I would do
we're
now,
not doing that one.
Councilman DeFore is saying, I'm going to I guess you can reach out to him.
Yeah, I will. I'll do that right now.
Tell him I'm okay with that. But if what the chairperson's saying don't work, and then we got to go to Plan B. And he'll come to me tomorrow with Plan B.
Okay. I'm glad you're here today because that solves it, at least if I'm able to pick this back up and whatever you give me, then it'll make me whole. Then we
I'm going to just ask you that when I decide to run in 10 years from now, you help me campaign.
Oh,
this.
I'll be sitting on somebody's front porch by then, okay? I really, I want to say thank you all so much for even coming and trying to make this work for me. And now we got it right and we won't have to worry about it no more, you know.
Given that I don't think we're going to be able to do this, I think then that takes us back to the problem of you and Mr. White being able to come to terms on 8 and 12.
I think we're really there. This does that 2,700, and
I just take that back.
Then they up there that he says is now okay. She takes back.
Yeah. So if we get the piece that he's offering to give me, and I take back what I had from the 876,
then you guys are whole.
And then we're whole if we're.
And I think what Mr. Killingworth told me is he had met individually with Mr. Gavney and Mr. Ferrero, that he thinks there might be agreement there, although you guys haven't met yet. So potentially we're whole, and then we'll take a look at what Mr. DeFore offered, and if that doesn't mess up the other eight districts, then we can certainly look at that. It sounds like we've got an agreement.
Yeah, I'm okay taking what I'm giving way back and giving her that if that scenario B works. So.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Well, that was short and sweet.
Let me hold one right quick. I'm always ready to do something.
You know what?